You want to forget life for a while? The piano man said that's why his customers came into the bar, but there's another opportunity. You can go to the movies. Dr. Ruwari Elkington is a senior lecturer in creative industries and chief investigator at QUT Digital Media. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. A good movie will take you out of life for a while. It'll give you another experience and it'll kind of send you back into the day, what would you say, refreshed, a bit of a brighter outlook, bit of a different outlook?
Indeed, it can do all those things and more. I think it's about increasingly now with the time that we spend at home in front of a whole bunch of other screens, both big and small.
Yeah.
It's very easily to be distracted in that space and that environment. And one of the things that I think, because cinema going is so familiar, but also so essential, we lose sight, I think, of the fact that when we often go to the cinema, it's still a space where the norms are, we put away the phone and we give undivided attention to that screen for 90 minutes, 2 hours, sometimes longer. And there's something in that. There's something about that focus, that attention that's really rewarding.
So it's a more effective experience than sitting at home and turning on Netflix, but still having the mobile phone there.
I'd say undeniably, and for anyone that's ever cried in a cinema or laughed harder at a cinema or had a jump scare for a horror film in a cinema, it's not just about that big screen and that kind of big sound experience. It's the fact that people are coming together and we feel that more keenly, we feel that more intensely because it's happening with other people. That can be a source of frustration as well, of course, but it's a huge source of satisfaction and appeal as well.
You mean when somebody who's rather taller than you are decides they have to sit in front of you?
Yes. Or someone's noisily munching popcorn beside you. We've all had those moments of frustration, but I think and I hope that your listeners have also had those moments of really being lifted out and enjoying something more because of the fact that we've come together as an audience communally to experience that.
Now, you're an up-close-to-the-screen man, up-close as you can get, right?
Absolutely. The whole vision, the whole screen to kind of, overwhelm me almost.
So it's the whole immersing experience, the fact that you've had to go somewhere else, you're in a different environment. And of course, some of those old cinemas, they got such an environment anyway, just when you sit down, don't they?
Well, you're absolutely right. And in the research that we did with Palace Cinemas, we asked, over 8,000 people, what was memorable about movie going for them? What would they change if they could? And what was really appealing? And what we expected was a lot of people would talk about films. Makes sense. People are going to see a film, they'll talk about a film. And they did. But they also spoke, Mike, to what you just mentioned there, which was the experience of going into a cinema and the feeling that they had when they entered a space, especially some of that older, grander kind of movie palaces that still exists in certain places around Australia. And that was a huge part of the overall experience.
So what do you reckon are the most absorbing movies? Is it a big, cheerful musical? Is it a real horror experience? What do you think works?
Look, I'm not a huge horror fan.
Aren't you?
But when I do see a horror film in a cinema, there's something about seeing that with other people. So horror is one that really kind of cuts through. But look, comedies in cinemas, when you're laughing with other people, you hear people laughing at strange moments that you wouldn't, and you in turn laugh at moments that other people don't. That again, is really, it's where cinema really comes alive, I think, for comedy.
That kind of intrigues me, back in the day, I used to hold premieres, call in, we'll give you a free ticket, come and see the movie, and I'd go along. And I've had the experience of holding a premiere more than once and watched the audience, same movie, same environment, the audience react in different ways at different times. What's going on there?
Look, it's magic. I know exactly what you mean. I used to work in film distribution. I'd watch something at home. I'd find it amusing or sad in certain places. You'd watch it with other people in the cinema, completely different environment. I think it speaks to the diversity of audiences. Mm. And I think it speaks to some of the people that kind of come together and end up kind of shaping that experience. Like, we're a pretty diverse bunch in many ways. But one thing that we do tend to unite around is that cinema going still seems to be something that gets people off the couch, putting on hard clothes, leaving the house and actually organising ourselves to get along. I mean, the thing about cinema going is you need to go. I know it seems obvious, but you've got to organise your life to get to the cinema. It's quite an achievement in many ways that we do it, but we do it because it matters.
Not to diminish the impact of the movie in any way, but of course, cinemas in the US were responsible for the spread of air conditioning. That was one of the differences. You could go to the movies, watch the movie, and be air conditioned against the extreme heat outside.
You're absolutely right. And historically in Chicago, when air conditioning first came into cinema, it was a huge part of their appeal. And they've got some great historical pictures where that was up there as much as the film it was itself, the fact that this was a place that was advertising this new technology called air conditioning. I mean, the other bit that I mentioned in the article we just wrote in the conversation was Australia invented gold class. Like, we invented the gold class experience in 1997, and that was it was an Australian technological export to the world, effectively. So next time people sit down and enjoy gold class, know that, you know, that's an Australian innovation.
And it's been, you know, claimed over the years that cinema's under threat from initially radio, although I don't see that much conflict there. But then, of course, there've been advances in cinema with the widescreen, all that kind of thing. But now, of course, you can stream it. You can sit down and watch Netflix or whatever, and pick something you like. But do you see cinema continuing to succeed, or do you think it's a tougher battle for cinema as such?
I definitely see cinema continuing to succeed, because I think that the need that we have collectively in Australia is strong to go and see films in these places and to come together. But this narrative around, you know, the death of cinema going and the impact of, whether it be radio, as you said, in the 1920s, through to television, colour television, DVDs, VHS, and now streaming, this is not a new narrative for cinema. You know, it's been around well over 100 years and has always kind of battled in some ways these new technologies, yet it remains. And I think there's a very compelling reason about us again coming together and experiencing cinema that is a big part of its appeal. And the final thing I'd say about that is that I think people want to put streaming and cinema in opposition to each other. Yeah. But to my mind, it actually reinforces what is good about each of those things. I love Netflix and watching stuff at home, but it reminds me of everything that's good about the cinema. And in turn, when I'm at the cinema, it actually reinforces to me what's comforting and good about being on the couch. So it's not either or, it's one and, I'd suggest.
Yes, and I'm a bit out of the zone on this, but maybe, you know, it can be related to today's environment. Even back in the day, if a certain party, not mentioning any names, didn't really want to see Blue Hawaii, not his favourite Elvis movie, he knew it could work as a date film, whereas I don't see saying to your 14-year-old girlfriend, let's stay home and watch Netflix, having the same kind of magic. What do you think?
I don't think it would have the same kind of magic. I mean, that's the big part of it. I mean, once you make that commitment to get out to the cinema, it's an event. I mean, you know, it's going out. You've organised yourself. And as you say, even those sort of pre and post moments of cinema going, you know, when you exit an auditorium and you're able to talk to the person that you went with, and you've still got that sort of memory of the film floating around in your head. In the research we did, that idea of memory and kind of sitting with a film and having it kind of roll around in your head afterwards, people spoke really evocatively about that. And I just don't believe you'd get that same sense when you sort of click the remote and wander upstairs to bed.
Not the same shared experience. Appreciate your time and comments, Dr. Elkington. Thanks for coming on the program.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Mike.
That's Dr. Ruwari Elkington, a senior lecturer in creative industries and chief investigator at QUT Digital Media Research Centre, Queensland University of Technology.